So just a few questions to walk through, and then again, you guys are welcome to just raise your hand and ask a question. So one thing that's out there, there's two terms that are out there that oftentimes get used interchangeably, right? So there's dating and there's courting or courtship. And so, but in fact, despite the fact that people use that as though it's the same thing, it really is two somewhat different things. So why don't you guys just take a shot at just kind of explaining, we basically know what dating is, right? But what is courtship? How does that differ from just kind of the traditional view of dating that most people have?
You know, with dating, like I said, dating is a very different deal. I mean, you're spending some time, you go out two or three times. With a courtship, like Wes said, we use those interchangeably, but you know, olden days, a courtship is when you really kind of hone things in a little bit, and you're going to move towards, you just attempt to move towards this, you know, woman, towards marriage. I mean, it's going to have a much more serious piece to it. You have separate, you're like, this is the woman for me, I'm moving towards her. And that's really the big difference. Dating is a very light, fun, have a great time with it. But then you begin to make that shift to much more serious, going, hey, this is where we're moving this way.
And I know typically, I'm going to share my age a little bit, but when I was in college, a big buzz book that was out was called I Kissed Dating Goodbye. I don't know if any of y'all know it or read it or heard of it. And I think every Christian girl on my campus, we all read it. And that was around the idea of courtship in a very traditional conservative view. And what that talked about, it kind of takes dating and community to kind of the next level. You're never alone together. That you're always in groups. There's absolutely no, like, physical contact. And a lot of times I know with courtship is that, I mean, basically the guy comes before either her friends, typically her father, and says, I want to pursue your daughter for marriage. That intention is stated very clearly early on in a more courtship type role.
And so the only other thing I would add to that is just that, again, when you look at this whole idea of dating, courtship, whatever, you got to look at what are the biblical principles that were just wisdom built into the way that is set. And then what is just kind of, all right, culturally, this is what makes sense, right? Because there's a group of us that will go hang out in Burundi here in a couple of weeks. And my guess is there's a lot of marriages over there that neither one of those partners ever heard the word dating or courtship. Okay, and yet God has blessed what they are now in, and so you got to figure out, man, what culturally is this just, you know, American culture, and then what biblically, universal truth is informing what's going on here. And so, what's great about courtship specifically is what it does is it just infuses into it the biblical truth of community, of accountability. And so whether that is, hey, my dad is, you know, I have a great relationship with my dad to the point that I want to take advantage of his spiritual knowledge and wisdom and leadership in order to help me as I date. Okay, as I seek to marry. And so a guy who's going to ask me out is going to go to my dad first, a gal might say. What is that? Culturally, it's a great thing to do, but ultimately what it is just built on biblical wisdom of going, man, who are the others in your life who would affirm this? If you and this other person that you are dating are the only two people on the planet who think it's a great idea for you to date, it's not. Okay, that's your hormones, it's your emotions, it's your selfishness, frankly. And so that's where courtship, whatever you do want to call it, and whatever label you want to use, and whatever formula you want to pick, where is the biblical wisdom found in that model? Okay, so that's how I wanted to address that question. There is a ring up here, Chris. I'm really sorry about that. Ring, not this ring, but a ring.
That's right.
All right, so one question is just, what do you think the maximum age gap, this is a good question for you guys, maximum age gap should be between a man and a woman who desire to date? Mo, did you send this in?
That was Mo's. That's great. Well, you know, he's kicking that around. I mean, that's a typically, not always, most times, that's the older guy, younger girl. That's that kind of a deal right there. there's no biblical mandate to it. There's just nothing biblically that's in there that says, hey, you've got to be this age. Once you reach this age, you can't ask this girl out, this age girl out anymore. That's not there. I think, it follows a lot with what Wes says of going certain just life things is that for me, 34 is not that old, but when I'm around a 22, 23-year-old gal, it's just life's just kind of different. And I think that's where it's just some natural things that you're going to have some boundaries over. And, I don't think you make too big of a deal of it. I mean, I've known older pastors, I mean, great guy, loved the Lord, had a great ministry, married a younger gal. And, man, they're just on fire. So I just don't think there's any great peace over that.
And probably the key in that is to honor that other person.
That's it.
That if you're at an age where this other person feels like, hey, this is inappropriate or I'm uncomfortable with this, then back off.
Yeah,
right?
So, yeah, you become, if the guy is the lady's dad's age, I think it's just, and I've seen that happen. So it's not, we laugh, but I go, that's happened. And go, it's just certain things that you're going to have some things to face there. And you might want to think about that. We laugh, but it has, it's just true.
Yeah, it's good. Next question here is just, how long should dating take, ideally?
I think the big tagline is there's no secret formula. I think this is going to be discussed later in the week, in this series about, when to move forward and when to break up. So I think that's going to be addressed. It varies. It absolutely varies. And unfortunately, there's not, this big cookie cutter response. Chris and I, we dated 9 months before we got engaged, and then we had a 4-month engagement. So I think to a lot of people, that's really quick. And then to others, they've done it much quicker than that. So there's really not a perfect formula for it, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's a part of it is just that, it's a fella you just have to communicate. You don't want to be arrogant and communicate and say, hey, I've taken this gal out one time and I better just communicate and that'll know everything. And that's just kind of a little arrogant right there. You're assuming a lot about yourself. But there's a piece of that, you take a gal out 3, 4, 5 times and you owe her the dignity and respect just to kind of, hey, here's where I am. And there were several times with Abby that, I would come up to her and we would just be talking and just in conversation going out and said, hey, just want to let you know where I am. I'm just enjoying hanging out and spending time with you, and my heart grows closer towards you. I want you to know that I'm in and I'm enjoying it. I don't want any response. You don't have to respond. I want to put her in that, you can do that out of an insecure spirit because then you want to know where the woman is. And that's not right. You just simply offer yourself where you are. And I told her multiple times, I said, hey, just want you to know I like you. And I like you a lot. I never told her I loved her until I put a ring on her finger. I think you want to be careful with that, men. You become a little emotional. Emotional rape is a little tough, but it's just going to, you can just start pimping a woman's emotions to make yourself feel good by saying certain things. So you don't ever do that. Don't tell a woman you love her until you put a ring on her finger. And so that's what I would just say. Just take your time and communicate through that.
So let's just add kind of a hypothetical, deal to this. So let's say there's a guy or a gal out there that have been in this dating relationship for 3 years. And, and I'm ready to move forward in marriage, but this other person I'm dating consistently says, no, not yet, no, not yet, no, not yet. How would you guys counsel someone in a situation like that? Kind of in line with this question.
I'm a very black and white person most of the time. I think I would tell that person that either they want to marry you or they don't, and they clearly have chosen. They keep putting it off. So, and I know, and that's even, and that kind of transcends even in dating. It's like a guy that wants to hang out with you and wants that companionship, but he's not willing to step up and even ask. The guy either wants to date you or he doesn't. and don't fill that void without that commitment. I know girls, I mean, that's a very easy thing to do. So that's what I would say. Yeah.
I think that's great. There, as you stop and think about it, you go, at some point, in those situations, there's something stirring that's just not setting right. There's fears that typically, you know, for men, sometimes we're bad about that. You know, when we choose one woman, then we've shut off all other options. You know, there's pieces of that that we don't like, we get afraid of. And so when sometimes we're just scared. When you take on the women, they naturally sometimes want to do that. As far as like, man, we want to move towards this. And guys, we just get a little scared, you know. And it's like, hey, quite ready for that. And so we'll draw things out and we'll become indecisive and we won't make decisions.
Just to tag on to that, the other thing I would say on that is if you have been in a dating relationship that long, and there's not motivation to move forward, I would ask you why there's not motivation. And my experience would tell me, and conversations I've had with folks, is that the reason there's no urgency to move towards marriage is because up to this point, all the perks of marriage have been given, and so there's nothing that would motivate anyone to move towards that. And so if you are or have been or intend to be in a relationship where you are engaging emotionally, physically, spiritually, in a deep level of intimacy without a wedding ring on both of your fingers, then it's not going to be surprising when a guy or a gal can go, well, hey, you know what? I'm getting all the perks of marriage without having to commit to this lifelong covenant with this person. And so I don't really have necessarily a ton of motivation to move towards that. Therefore, I might as well not. And so it's going to be really checking your own heart in the midst of that and what are your actions speaking. And so I think I used the term last week, you know, stop test driving your girlfriend, that little article that I alluded to last time. And the reality is there's a lot of us that want to just kind of have all the perks of this emotional, physical, spiritual oneness with someone without the commitment of this is my spouse. For the rest of my life, till death do us part. And so don't be surprised if that person is willing to say, well, I can allow this thing to drag on longer.
Well, real quick, yep. on just that was a tough, you know, Abby and I, man, I tell you, we would wrestle through times of just going, that very thing Wes was saying would hit home, just going, hey, as we, by God's grace, would do some things right, you know, we both want that physical thing to go. And man, it's normal. It's the drive to do it. But I would step back and, well, we would, you know, yeah, not to do it. We'd just get to kissing around. And man, I tell you, I would step back at times and I'd just go, hey, I'm going to have to shut this aspect of it down. Because what happens is that as a man, I quit pursuing because it's just what Wes says. If I keep going this direction, I'm going to do more damage to us because I'm going to get to a place where I don't have to commit to anything. You know, I go, if I can make out and we can do all this stuff, man, guys, that's a, you know, we all enjoy that. But I go, if that's where we go and don't stop, man, I will do more damage to hurt us. And man, our best stuff is just to lay off of it. You know?
Good. All right, Chris, right here for you, buddy. I've gotten this question like four times already. So, how do I ask for a girl's number, Chris? Come on, bastion of wisdom, knowledge, and when do I?
I'll tell you, man. Part of it, guys, it is no secret. Like I said, I'm not messing. You just ask. You just ask. I think any woman would tell you at the end of the day, she's not looking for some kind of big, cute deal. She just for a man to come up and just ask you as a woman. You know, you appreciate that. You know, it takes courage. It's no secrets, and it's no big deal. Just ask them. If you're interested, you want to take the girl out, don't go around, man, let me just spend some time, get to know her, yada, yada. Boy, we've all been down that road. You know, it's just fear. That's all it is. It's just fear and a facade. You know, we hide behind it. I did too. If you like her, just ask. And just ask her straight forward.
And so, Abby, speak to the girls on the receiving end of that question and talk about appropriate response on both ends. So, guy asks you, and you're not crazy about that.
Mm-hmm.
Your response is what? And then guy asks you, and you are maybe crazy about that. Just go to both ends of the spectrum. What's an appropriate positive response?
Okay. So, a guy asks you, and you are not interested. Never a fun conversation. And obviously your first thing is, I'll just give him the wrong number. I won't ever see him again, and he'll get the hint that way. I would not suggest that. And kind of in the same way, the best way to ask a girl for a number is to just ask. And girls, it stinks and it's hard, but just to be honest. And kind of part of our story, when he called for second date, first round, I literally wanted to avoid his phone call. Like, I was like, if I just, like, don't answer it, then he'll get the hint, and then I'll be okay. And talking about living in community, my two roommates, that night, they knew he had called, and I knew why he was calling, and I knew that I could not go on another date with him. And so they literally, they're like, Abby, you're going to go to your room, and you're going to call him back, and you're not going to come out of your room until you're honest and you tell him. And, y'all, it was the hardest, it was the hardest thing. But what's so ironic about it, now on this end of it, Chris told me that after I handled it that way and I was honest with him and straightforward with him, he was like, Abby, I respected you that much more, and I even liked you that much more, because it just showed me what integrity you had as a girl with his heart. So, honesty is the best policy every time. Just shoot him straight. And then, obviously, if you're interested, lower the fence, respond, give him your number, and let him call you. Do not text him. Do not call him. Let him pursue you, and you just wait and respond.
I like it. No more questions. All right. I'll let you guys. Next week, we're going to talk about physical purity specifically and just dive into that that aspect of dating and relationships and all that. And Jonathan and Monica Pakluta are going to be here to share on that. But I'd love to just get y'all's take on this. So the question is, how can you be passionate and affectionate when dating, yet still remain pure? And then the classic singles question, how far is too far?
There it is.
All right.
Okay, I'll tackle. As far as how can you be affectionate, I mean, you can be. I'm a huge physical touch person. I am. And, I mean, there are definitely ways. I mean, I think probably my favorite thing is just holding hands. It's so simple and easy, but I love that. There are definitely ways. You can be affectionate and not cross any lines. As far as how far is too far, I think every single college girl that I know asked me this question. And what I would say, I think human nature and our simple nature is we live on the line. We push the limits. And so what that means is that wherever you set the line, you're going to go to the line, if not cross it just a little bit. And that was one thing I was very thankful for. I think Chris led well in just setting those boundaries fairly early on, and we were very open about it. I mean, it's just one of those things, and we knew our boundaries, and they were really far back from what I thought, which was a big bummer, being a physical touch person, and we have conversations about that. But I totally get it. I do, because even as far back as the lines were, like, we crossed those lines. And so then we have to go back to our community and be like, okay, had a really hard time. And so as far as how far is too far, I would say that anything that you can't, whether with your mind or with your body, stop at, then you shouldn't be doing that. So if you can't kiss a girl without going to the next, you shouldn't be kissing. Does that make sense? Do you want to?
Yeah, I, you know, I think she's right on with that stuff. I mean, the reason that question's asked, the reason I always ask that question was simply because I just want to know, how far can I push it and feel okay in my head? And that's the only really reason why the question's asked. And with that, I step back, and there's a piece of, if you think about this in your past, for men think about this, because we lead this thing out. We see the glory of the text when you do this right, the woman wants you. Okay, she's saying, "Hey, take me to the bedroom. I'm ready." Okay, we lead this out, and one of the things I would just say over that is just going, be careful. Is as a man, what you respect, you hold it up and you cherish it. Every woman, to the nth degree, that I have moved towards physically in my past, at the time I was ready, I was done, I was moving on, I was through. I didn't want anything about them. You almost despise them, and you just move away from that. For me, I like this woman a lot. And I've got a lot of respect for her. I really do. And I know me well enough that if I do this, if I move us this direction, I'm going to do some big damage. And that's where there would be times I would draw lines back. And, man, there'd be tears and be frustration. And it'd be, I'm like, oh. I could pretty much separate emotion from feeling at times. Just go, no, this is what we got to do. And, man, it was hard. But I go, man, the blessings of it now, where you just go, hey, enjoy. That's a great place to be. So that's part of it, man. Just pull back. If you're going to lose respect for the woman, do it. Man, I often talk about, man, what if it's the classic, what if my Savior walked in here and saw us, here? Would he be happy, or would he be saying, hey, man, get up, goings. Commit to her, take responsibility for her, then you can have her. Mm. And those are things. Until you're ready to do that, my friend, move on.
And one thing I always say, this is just, and y'all will definitely get a lot more into this next week, but crossing lines physically will keep you in a bad relationship longer and get you out of a good relationship quicker. That's exactly what it does. It is destructive.
It's really good. All right, one more question. So you guys have talked a lot about just communicating well and all that. So this question is, what about the danger of over-communicating? Let's say that I say, I like you a lot, and then 2 weeks later I have to take those words back. All right?
Good question.
So how do you communicate appropriately, openly, but not overstate it too early on?
You first.
All right. Part of that, you can't be presumptuous. First date out, boy, I wouldn't recommend you go up to that woman and just say, hey, just lay it all out there. I think you'd be a little bit of a freak show. I'd probably just say lay off of that. I think just enjoy. Have fun. Move towards it. Go out. Dating is a fun thing, hopefully, if you like the person. Go out, enjoy it, have fun. As a man, you start going, I took her out, like I said, it was 3 or 4 times. And after that point, I said, hey, I just want you to know I'm enjoying it. I like you. I'm having fun. I want you to know you feel free. If you want to date other guys, that's okay. I'm not going to do that. But just know that this is where I am. And I said, if you want out, you can get out at any time. And I always try to keep that door, and I always kept that door open, because you don't want a woman to be with you because you're manipulating, you're controlling. If she's with me, she's with me because she wants me. If she wants to be with me, and that's a fun place to be. So I'd say don't, as you take out 4 or 5 times, man, it's going to be wise for you just to kind of say, hey, here's where I am. You don't have to respond to me. Don't worry about any of that. I just want you to know this is where I am. You go and you do as you please, and I'm going to be here, and if you ever lose interest, just tell me. And vice versa, if I do, I'll tell you. Out of respect, appreciation, have fun, and let's keep going.
I would definitely echo that. Communication, you hear a lot about that, just how important it is. And you absolutely can over-communicate. That kind of gets into the whole, crossing emotional boundaries, I think. But I think one thing I always appreciated, because Chris is right, he always told me, Abby, you can walk at any time. You don't owe me a thing. And I think for me, because I think there's so much pressure on dating, and I think that's why people don't like it. And for me, that was such a freeing thing for me, because I always knew that I did have a choice. And everyone has a choice. And we made a pact early on that if there was ever a time that I felt my heart was not being led toward him, that I would just let him know that. And obviously, you know, the statement of, I like you, I mean, a lot of times, you know, it's emotions, you're speaking out of your heart, which is a great thing, but also realizing that emotions come and go. And so someone, you know, you may communicate that one day and maybe not feel that the next day, you know? So just be leery of that, you know?
It's kind of interesting, just the feelings piece, because that really did, we talked about this too. At times we were going, man, we just weren't emotionally high all over the place and just flying, bouncing off the walls. Man, I'm just so in love. I mean, we really weren't, we had a great time. It was a lot of fun. We enjoyed it. We respected it. We liked each other. But it wasn't this just, sometimes you see people and go, man, that's just a little much. You know, I mean, it wasn't like that for us, and it was just really good. It wasn't this big emotional up and down and just all over the place. A lot of comfort and peace and just, this is a good thing. And there was often times we talked about going, you know, our feelings really aren't that strong all the time. It's what do we do with that? You know, and every time I think about it, I'm just like, you know, I think, you know, you think about, well, should I break up or move on? And, you know, I'm just not quite, I don't know if that'd be wise, Goins. I don't want to think that over. And we both talked about that. Man, it felt healthy.
Yeah, and I think that also comes back to the issue of community again. Mm-hmm. And so to process those feelings and those thoughts mm-hmm. with others who know you well, who are close to you, who can help you, who aren't just, and no offense, girls, but aren't just like a giddy girls club that just, oh, yeah, let's just talk about how great this is and just a bunch of testosterone-filled, you know, men in a room. But guys and gals who really, with wisdom, are going, okay, tell me how you're feeling. Great, I want to hear your emotions. I want to be excited for you, but I also want to, you know, help you rein those back in an appropriate way to go, okay, great, this is date one. Right?
Okay. Get out of hand here, yeah.
Let's see where we are, you know, after date two, if he calls you back or if you, you know, decide to, you know, if she says yes again or whatever, let's just wait. But yeah, great. And we celebrate your emotions. But don't call her up. Don't send her that text message. Don't email her that. Right? You know, and so just the value of that. And so one of the, you know, the book of Proverbs says that better are the wounds of a friend and the kisses of an enemy. And oftentimes you're on a date with someone who, not intentionally, but is your enemy in some respects. Because the enemy is working through them to steal your emotions, to steal your affections away. Right? And so to have a friend who is willing to wound you in the midst of that. You go, man, I delight in the kisses of this enemy. And a friend who will wound you and go, no. Hey, look. Let me just tell you, this is what I see in your life. And so let's pull that back in. Great. I'm glad that you're excited about her. But here's an appropriate way to communicate that. And so the value of wisdom, that's the courtship model of having, you know, a father figure in your life that can speak into a situation or whatever, just to be careful with that. So
it's great. The whole time we were dating, people were just like, man, we're excited for y'all. We could not be more excited for the two of you. From our, you know, just our staff at the church to our friends and community with. We got great people, to our parents. You know, people were just excited. Man, I tell you, that's it. You got enough insecurity that comes through all this, but it's great to know when people are pulling for you. They go, that's a good thing. And if you move out of that, you may have to jump through some hoops with us. So
good. All right, I have to get in the car and drive to Houston now, so I'm going to shut this down. And let me just pray for us. Next week, as I said, we'll dive into this whole issue of physical purity and all that good stuff. And then actually in 2 weeks, kind of along with that particular question, we'll talk about emotional boundaries and how to not how to guard your heart in the midst of a dating relationship. So Chris, I'm going to hand you this mic since you just took your mic off. Would you lead us in a word of prayer, man?
Thanks.
Well, Father, we just come to you tonight, and we come as a group of men and women who just are not perfect, and we haven't always done what your word hasn't commanded us, and we sometimes reap the consequences and results of that. And Father, I just thank you for just Jesus and newness, the redemption that we find in him. I pray we'd fall more in love with him, that we would pledge our allegiance to the King. We'd honor him. I pray for just my brothers in here, my friends, that we just, as men, learn how to move towards the woman that you've created in the right sense. Women, how to respond. Lord, we need help in this area. Help us study your word. Give us friends to help guide us, to encourage us. Lord, I pray that our passion and our heart will be just to know the King, to follow him, to seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all the other pieces from marriage to dating, all that falls into place. Let us just be about you. So we lift our night to you, our travel home to you, and just our futures to you. Ask that you be honored. And man, we just reap the reward of just walking as your word instructs. Amen.